It's showtime, folks. Join us in welcoming the extraordinary psychic Kat as she takes the stage for the Intuition Hour. Get ready to explore the unseen realms and unlock the secrets of the universe.
Hello, everyone, and happy Monday. Welcome to the Intuition Hour. I'm so excited to be with all of you today. My name is Kat Nicholson, and for those of you listening for the first time, welcome. I'm super happy to have you, and so is everyone else here. We have a Facebook page titled 1-2 Radio. You're welcome to join at any time. And we could see what we're saying amongst each other. It is a private group, so the outside world cannot. You are welcome to ask any questions that you may have or carry within you. And I'm super excited to answer today. I am kind of on a roll because it is a very special day over at 12listen.com. And I kind of, once I start doing readings, I started very early this morning because I was really excited about the day, and I love being in the flow of the psychic energy. There's a good moon out there for it, and I feel good about it. During our Mercury retrograde, there's so many surprises, and this is for all of you. I want to welcome all of you. Today is August the 12th, 2024. I am definitely grateful beyond measure. I have had so much. I have so much to share with all of you guys. And being that it's 1-2 day over at 1-2 Listen, I'm kind of warmed up more than usual. So I am really what's been on my mind, and I'm coming after Mark Husson. I know you all had a great time. I haven't been able to tune in because I definitely put myself one-on-one with you all, especially this is, of course, a special day, like I said, but it really does. It's so great. I love you too. Thank you so much for that, Lynn. Suzanne, let me say good morning to all of you before I start rambling. I was thinking to myself, what can we do in a retrograde? It's so motivating to reconnect with people from the past that I hadn't spoken to in a bit of time, or maybe I you know, things don't fit with our schedules, or, you know, it may take a while to catch me and connect. And so when things and people, places, and things, I'm extremely sentimental. I blame all my Cancer energy on that. But I am, and I admittedly so, probably to a fault. But in any case, it's so nice to reconnect with retrogrades because you really get to check in and see how everyone has been, and perhaps they've expanded or came to other people, which is wonderful to try. You know, you want to align yourself with the right person at the right time for guidance and advice, which is great to do over at 1-2-Listen. It's also so nice to hear back from people to see how many changes and how much expansion we've done, how many difficult circumstances we've overcome, and together, you know, over time, we always come back to the same place, like no time has passed. So I've been experiencing that a bit for the retrograde, and I've been enjoying that. And I love to encourage you all to share more experiences here, especially on the show together, because you would be surprised at how much synchronicity and how much alignment you all share, as even just as empaths together and people who are pursuing this spiritual journey. And I was walking this morning. It's very, very hot here post-storm. You know, it's humid in Florida. But I was walking this morning, and I was like starting to lollygag through the trees and whatnot. And I was thinking to myself, you know, Lori Love, thank you so much. And Rose is back to you as well. I love that. I love you too. Thank you for that. And I can't wait. I know you'll be tuning in for Lori next at the top of the hour, but thank you for being here. And so I was thinking about all the amazing creations in the world, you know, and here I am getting all into the trees and walking around and feeling like I'm part of something bigger and you all are part of something bigger. And I was thinking about the tools because I felt like the trees were speaking, you know, but of course I go higher than that and I say, you know, God created all of these amazing things for us and we have all these amazing tools. Messages and the things in the world that we can pull in together through the layers of our lives and start using them as tools. So whether or not, and of course it takes me to one of what my lifelong tool are my deck of cards, you know, and I'm honestly thinking that after 40 years of using this tool, how this is even, I can look at the tree and look at the deck of cards and look at the window or whatever it is that's out there talking to me, you know, whether it's the birds, the animals, my husband saying something in a sentence midstream, anything, anywhere, the TV, the music, anywhere we get our messages. I was thinking to myself, there is nothing different really that separates anything from itself or another thing, basically. And so I was thinking about the tarot and the tools of the tarot and the messages that come through God or your higher power or whatever it is in the universe that you feel comes through. For me, it is God. I always feel like we have a creator here that and we go to everything that runs through it. So whether you're crazy and you think, I'm teasing you guys, sometimes I think I'm crazy that the trees are talking to me, but I literally feel this and hear this, so why not? But I'm thinking about the tarot. And one of the times, and I'm going to mention Mark Husson because I know you all just listened, and I know that you are coming excited and fresh and really fulfilled from all of his guidance and wisdom. And I'm going to just say that, you know, having faith, no matter what we do, do we have faith in the messages from maybe, I'm being silly, but from our animal friends, from our listening to things, from our random turning on the radio and hearing a song or a line in a movie or, you know, in all of these things, do we shuffle our cards and we look at our cards and we say, you know, are we in a place of faith with a higher power that is going to help us and support us? Believe in what we see, hear, feel, know, learn, and grow through. Is spirit really, is the spirit of God or your higher power like really truly within all of these things that we're not separate from, right? So I know I'm getting a little out there, but coming back to base with the cards, when we look at the messages and the images of the cards, what do you guys know and think is the hardest, most challenging topic of the deck? When you are looking at your oracle cards, when you are looking at, what do we all want to know about the most? And it's a very easy answer because it's the most difficult to figure out. But I'm going to try to teach you guys a little bit of what I've learned over the 40 years that I've been around doing this. And I think part of it is having faith in the timing, because timing is rather difficult, as we know. And I think that one of our main questions is, we're always asking who, what, why, where. What's the biggest one? When? When is this actually going to happen? And so the when becomes a timing question, and we have to go back and let me just start somewhere. So when we're asking, how many of you get frustrated by when, and how many of you want to know more of when, and how many of you are sick of hearing, don't put, you know, take your mind off of it. Don't watch that pot of water boiling. Let's just let it go. You know, what do we need? We need some kind of structure to calm us down and to bring us a little faith, right? Or to remind us of how much time we will need to hold on to these good thoughts or these positive thoughts, because our thoughts can become things. And so when we're looking at the timing of these things, Where do we go with that? And if any of you have a timing instruction to share, please do, because we all want to learn from each other, and I will pull cards, I promise. But we all want to learn from each other. And how do we hold on to that faith that is within us? The when is the biggie for me. Yes. So let's try to get a little, all right, I'm cool with the Cherokee music. My beautiful godson's here. Thank you so much, Tyler. I love that you're here. Okay, everybody, good morning. Come on in. Let's talk about timing. Okay, Mary, I love that. It is, when is the biggest thing? Because I could bang my head against the wall as a advisor and try with all my might to hurry time, blow time. I always say, I can't make it come any faster, but it's gonna happen, I know it. And in those moments, it's normal and human to create doubt. It's normal and human to say, I don't believe you, you know, you're crazy, you know, all these other things, right? But the bottom line is, the crazy stuff happens. And so why does it happen? Because we have faith that it's going to happen. It helps. Faith helps everything in your life. Why does it happen? Because we have faith in a higher power. We know that these messages, if you're in the right place when you come for your readings, you know, and you're honestly trying to do the right things, and you come to your cards and you say, I have faith that this is going to be the truth or whatever it may be, that's all great. That's fine and dandy. But beyond that, let's talk about when. So we have, I'm using the Rider-Waite deck. As you know, I've used it for years and years. And you could play off of any deck from what I'm saying. When we look at the first difference in timing is, and this is only to give you a brief guideline, guys, of where you are. And yes, I'm going to be taking your questions, I promise. But I wanted to get this out because so many people during a retrograde, seemingly, it gets a little more impatient because we have a delay or we have a holdup, and we have to take all of these different layers of our lives into consideration when we're doing a reading. Because we don't just see the cards, we have to think about where we are in our lives. Where spirits in our life, what everything is happening, what other people are doing. We have all these things to take into consideration. It's just not like on Tuesday your world is going to turn. Okay, maybe that's good and maybe that's true, but what about all of these other layers we have to pull into our reading and our session to get somewhere? So this is only used as a guide for you. And so the timing, Tyler, I'm talking to you because I know you're reading those cards. But when you look at the major arcana, it's kind of point blank with the major arcanas because we do know from a zero, the card of the fool, zero. So what happens if you get, what do you say when you get a zero? And I'm only gonna, I can't individualize, guys, because obviously we don't have enough time in a year, but what I'm giving you a brief example of the timing. If you pull questions for timing and you say when, these are the guidelines for the following, okay? So if you're going to pull the major arcana cards and you're saying, okay, give me, what is the fool? The fool is a zero. So we're using our numbers. What is a zero? It can happen at any moment, at any time, under your nose. The fool, let go and let God, right? Under your nose is zero. So it should happen at any given moment. The fool is actually one of the fastest moving cards in the deck, even if it's a major arcana, because we have to remember the majors. Now let's jump all the way to the world card. Nope, 22. What happens then? Is this our destiny? Is this in the bigger picture? Do we have to wait 22 months for this to happen? Or is this showing us that we're on a larger journey, we're on a bigger path, and this is destined to happen because it is our destiny? But because it's a number 22, we could say, I usually say when I see this, within 2 years, you know, or maybe it'll take you some time to know. Maybe in the bigger picture, we need more information. So going from the majors, if we're looking at the majors, what if I pulled, for example, I'm asking for timing. Hi, everybody. Come on in. If I'm asking for timing and I say, oh, I pulled the Lovers card. What is this? What do you think the Lovers would be? Okay. Well, two different layers, right? Here we go again. The obvious would be six months, we could say. But if we're looking at March, April, even January, I'd say, by June, right? June would be, so I'm only giving you examples and putting bugs in your head so you understand the timing of what you're reading, because you are now pulling in more layers and more thoughts, and you could do this with every card on your own accord. You could sit down and do it with every single card. If we get the magician, it's going to be fast because it's a one, and it'll be easy, and it's manifesting and it's flowing. So the interpretation and the meanings of the major arcana have something to do with the timing. And so we go through all of the major cards like this. The temperance, you must have faith and patience. But now we're looking at, if we're looking at months with the major arcana, or the major arcana, however you pronounce it, so it doesn't matter. If you're looking at the months, you're saying, oh, within 14 months, this is going to be the case, right? Because it's a 14. But really, it could be 12, 16, 17. It doesn't matter. Have faith and patience, and this is all going to come in time. Now, when we see the temperance, we say, you are going in the right direction. And so with the major arcana, we look at the months, we look at the timing in that regard, and we remember that the major takes longer than the minor. No matter what you do or how you cut it, maybe with the exception of the Fool under your nose, but everything else, it takes a little bit of time. And we look at these things. Let's do one more with the majors, the Strength card. When we look at the Strength card, we always say, Michelle, I want to say something about what you said in a moment. I love what you just said. It's very true. When we look at the Strength card, we say, you know, you have, you know, you're strong enough to let, you know, this is going to come. You got to hang tough. We have a little bit of challenge here, but we're definitely going to overcome. Well, what would you guys, if we're reading in a Leo sun and we know we're in a Leo cycle or the eighth month, August, which is where we are now, I may have to look at that and say, wait a minute, because there are things you have to take into consideration with the major arcana. I may look at it and go, well, let's see. All right. Let me get this right. Is this going to happen for her now? Or is she like 80% and we have a little ways to go yet? Or is it going to happen 8 months from now? So timing with the majors are so multidimensional, but I'm giving you these ideas and I'm putting these seeds in your head. So, you know, in that moment, you know, in that moment, that whatever jumps at you in that is going to be the closest one you could possibly pull, especially with the majors. Tyler, I want to say happy birthday to you, honey, a few days early. I know it's coming, so we're going to be celebrating in a few days together. But I want you to know I'm thinking about you, because when I pull the Strength card, I really do think about you. And you are so strong, and I'm so proud of you, and I'm so grateful that you're here, and that card is definitely created for you. I know it, okay? All right, you are a lion for sure. Okay, so let me just come back now. So now let's go to the minor. Michelle made a comment, which I love, and the only reason I'm doing this is because I know that we kick and scream during these retrograde cycles, and we want to hurry things up, and we can't. And all of a sudden, the sky turns blue on August 28th, and it's like, what the hell was that all about? Waiting for job interviews, waiting for a new love, waiting for a date, waiting for that call, waiting for the text, waiting for this, waiting for that. We're always waiting for something, you know? Don't forget, as Michelle said, do not forget about the moment. I can't find, okay, she says the way she handles when is to remember that the days are long, but the years pass quickly. Savor every moment. Focus on the moment. Don't squander the gift before you know it will be now. And that is really what having true faith is all about, because we don't know what could happen in the next 2 minutes that changes something, perhaps, whether we see it or not, we really don't know what I always say that sidelined us or sideswiped or, you know, and these great big surprises that can be actually excellent to move things along. You know, we really don't know. And so what we want to share about this is going back to the original, having faith is really what it's all about. Now let's talk about the minors, so you know where I go with it when you talk to me, and I'm sure other advisors as well. I stay out of the books because, you know, from a very young age, I know many of you don't know this, I used to sleep with my cards for years and years and let them talk to me, because I definitely had a bit of a, I don't know, I don't even know how to say this. I went to God a lot for company. And I hate the word lonely, because I really wasn't lonely, but I was alone a lot, and I was independent as a child. And I had to be an adult really early. And so I used to spend a lot of time talking to the cards and talking to my imaginary friend and all these crazy things, you know. And really it was just what God was calling me to do. And so when I look at the cards, I don't really read the books. So it may not make sense to you, but certainly after 40 years, it makes a lot of sense to me, okay? And for all of you, most of the time. So if we continue to raise our vibration and give our spirits to higher power or connect with our own spirituality and our spiritual growth, then we know we have more accuracy, because that is what God is calling us to do. Okay? All right, so let's talk about the minors. So you got the timing with the majors. I gave you plenty of examples. You can go through them one at a time and kind of take notes for yourselves and get that all figured out. It's very, very easy. On the other side of it, let's talk about the fastest moving cards in the deck are the wands. Wands, wands, ace of wands, two of wands, three of wands, and so on and so forth. Then we're going to look at, and we're talking about sometimes hours. Sometimes I use the wands for hours. Like, what time? The four of wands. Oh, 4 o'clock. Oh, it's due at 4 o'clock, but there could be a small delay. But, you know, the wands are fast. It could be hours, days, maybe weeks. Maybe weeks. But let's just say days, hours, days, okay? Then we look at the cups, months. And sometimes, because they're emotional, we look at the cups as more like in the moment, like the Ace of Cups. It would be kind of an energized instant yes, you know, that burst of energy. Of course, the lower the number, the faster it is, but we lean towards more months. So wands are fast, aces, the cups are next. Then we look at the swords for months. The swords are really not in the moment other than mentally. So if you're having an argument with someone, or you're worried about an argument and you pull the Ace of Swords, you're probably going to have that. And, you know, it's already in your head. You're going to have an argument with this person, and it's going to happen in the now. So I'm giving you examples. Of course, if you, it just depends on the question you're asking, but again, we're going towards months. I'm giving you from the fastest to the slowest moving, and the pentacles, we're going to go into years. And I know that's a shocker probably to you, but honestly, when I pull those pentacles, I definitely 1 year, next year, Ace of Pentacles, 2 years, whatever it may be. And that doesn't mean for every pentacle card you're pulling, you're going to be waiting years. Like the Ten of Pentacles doesn't mean 10 years, but we do see the pentacles yet less for timing. Remember, if God is in your higher power, you connect, you're in that place, you're in a higher spiritual realm with yourself, you know, and really having trust, faith, hope, all these other things, charity, of course. And you're in those places. Remember that this can happen for you no matter what you're doing. But we tend to bring in the energy from the tarot in a sense of what we need, because God really knows what you need. So when you're doing this, you're probably not going to see a lot of pentacles, because what the whole point is it? What are you doing? You're going to see a lot of wands. You're going to see some cups. You may see the major arcana, which are very, very easy. You will know what your timing is over time, and practice never makes perfect in this case, but it definitely helps. Okay. So I wanted to go through that. I see so many questions. You guys are like, come on, shut up. I know I'm coming. I'm teasing. And I hope that helps you for years to come, and that you can work on your progress over time to help yourselves and be guided. And now you have a little understanding of why it is so complex and so difficult in the when. Getting back to having faith from what you see, taking notes, really practicing, and you will do fantastic in timing over time, okay? All right, I do hope that helps. I'm coming in. I'm so excited, Christina, that you're here. Lara, hello. Alishea, Patricia, so excited you're at your job. I love that for you. Mary, let's talk to you first. She says she's waiting on the sale of her house, and the when has been very hard. It is taking so much longer than expected. Let's take a look at you, okay? Let's ask some timing questions today, guys, and see what we can do together, okay? All right, Mary Jean, this is for you. I love real estate in a retrograde. It is a little kooky, but it's the truth. And let me see what's going on with Mary Jean's house. Here we go. It's going to take a little while for everyone to catch up to me being here on Mondays, guys. So it's a little tricky giving me a good chop. Oh, I got that Fool card. How about that? So I see your anxiety and I understand it. And I also feel, you know, I see a lot of communications. Just let me look at something, because what I'm thinking is there's a financial piece here and I don't know why. So they're showing me some communications coming and I'm getting some pentacle energy, but in this case, it will not mean years, okay? The reason the pentacles are coming up with this is because we're talking about real estate and money. And so I'm going to say this, it's going to happen. Now I'm within 90 days, they're showing me this energy, Mary Jean, but they're also showing me that you're really, it's kind of an unfulfilled sense, meaning sometimes we don't get as much money as we want, or they're going to, you know, try to, you know, chop you down a little bit in that regard or something like that. But I definitely feel like it's going to have closure. Now, I do see the slowness of this process. You've been waiting for a time. I'm seeing that here already, drug out. So I can only imagine what you've gone through, but I definitely feel like this is the season coming up. And let me just take one more look. For some reason, you know, you get to a certain point, and then people just, I don't know, there's something about it that doesn't sit right inside of you. Or maybe you're a little discouraged, or don't try. I know this is hard to say in these moments, but try to have as much faith as you can right now. There's something deeper emotionally going on with this. I know it. And there's a little bit of disappointment from the past coming through, but the future is not the past. So it's kind of like throw your hands in the air like you just don't care, even though we know you deeply do. And then let's just take one more look to see if we change the energy, and definitely change the energy. So I think you can raise it. I do believe there's something about 3 and 6. So I don't know if that makes any sense to you. Did you renew a listing or something like this, or did you renew something? I see the spirit of generosity. I know this sounds nuts, but I want you to give something away. I don't know why I'm saying this. It will help you. Try to trust. I'm getting a 3. I see 90. To me, that's like a communication, the sale, the energy, 90 days like this. And then I do think it'll take a little bit of time to close. But I definitely feel giving something away. And I don't mean to give away something massive. I don't care if it's a trinket from the property or something like this. There's something about the spirit of generosity that's going to come back to you in that, in the sale. I feel that. So just, I hope this all makes sense. It's coming in layers. And I hope you're listening, okay? All right, please come back and let me know. All right, thank you. All right, let's take a look here and see who is next. Lots and lots of love to you. I want to look for more questions. Oh, Lara, where are you? I saw that. Christina, I love what you say about time bender, because I feel that too. I love that. It's hard to bend it. It's hard, but it happens sometimes when you're in manifestation mode. So I understand what you're saying. All right, let's take a peek. Hold on now. Sorry, guys. I'm trying to get in here to find Lara. I know. Oh, well, let me just look at you. I know what's happening. Hold on. I'm trying to open up all your messages here. If you have a time, can you pull a card? I applied for an admin. Ooh, I love that. Hold on now. So sorry about that damn ankle. And you know what I'm going to, I don't know if we ever talked about the castor oil packs. Make sure you're not allergic to it. Make sure you check with your doctor. I really love it for injury. I've been seeing so much success with knees. And of course, it came from Edgar Cayce's brilliance. So, but I, at the same time, of course, you have to check your doctors as well, okay, first. All right, let's take a peek. Now, another question about the retrograde and timing and questions and answers is, what if... Can we start a job in the retrograde, or can we receive a job in the retrograde, or what is what's the deal? Oh, I heard somebody say, I can't take a job in the retrograde. I'm going to fail and blah, blah, blah. No, the truth of the matter is not that. The truth is, it may not be a very, very long-term situation, or it may take a little longer to train, or it may take a little longer to get things situated at the place you're going to walk into and things like that. So it's not necessarily negative. It could present a little challenge or something like this at the onset that you may achieve your wildest dreams after the fact. And so we have to remember that as well. Okay. All right. Hold on now. So Lara, this is good. Here we go. Oh, I got the magician for you. And I also see the sun. And I also see the employment energy. And 3 more employment cards. So let me say this. What I feel about this is it is a challenge. There is some competition, but I do think you're going to overcome at the end of the day. At the end of the day, I also believe my guides are being so funny. They're just, they want, my information wants to come to you so fast. It's so fun. I'm being such a Gemini right now. Anyway, I can't keep up with it. Listen, it's definitely going to happen. I feel 5 days from now, well, 3 days from now, there's something like another more information or something like this. And then 5 days from now, please come back and let us know what's happening. I'm going to say it this way. It doesn't look that easy, but I do feel at the end of the day, between 3 and 5 days, we're going to get a lot more information. I also feel in a shocking way, there could be another position. The only way this wouldn't happen for you, Lara, is if there's another one coming any day that's just like out of nowhere. And so I definitely see you going to work no matter what very, very soon. And I have the magician. You are manifesting, and I love that. So you'll be working by, if not the end of this month, Sun in Virgo. That's what I want to say, okay? I love that. All right, let's see who's next. Maya, where'd you go? I'm sorry, guys. I have to keep unraveling your messages here. I'm looking at that coffee. All right, let's see. I saw someone. I think basically at this point, you guys can endure anything. There is no doubt about that. And we have to remind ourselves of all these things, you know, because we do forget along the way. Sometimes just a one-liner, one person can say one thing and change your whole perspective on a situation. And I think that is so very important. Perspective is good. I'm looking for Christina and I cannot find you. You guys are on fire today. I love this. And I think it's a good vibe for a retrograde. I really do. I'm trying to find you, honey, but if I can't, I'm just going to come in and go cold, okay? Because I know you had a question, and I just can't locate it right now. So let's go ahead and refresh. And let's, what happens is some of your messages get buried, so all right, let's take a peek here. Here we go. Felt like it was too detailed and too important to not answer you directly, but they're not giving it all to me, so all right, hang on. You guys are so funny cleaning up. Definitely. Here we go. Sorry about this, guys. I think trust and faith, even though we don't want to hear it at the time, you know, even though we don't want to hear it, I think having that faith really does change everything. And I absolutely feel like it can turn a no to a yes or a yes to a no. It really can. And I know that is so, you know, we want it, we're practical, we're realistic, it is what it is, we see what we see, or we know what we know, and but damn, can faith move mountains? I mean, I can't even get into that topic, but it is so very true to have that belief and to connect. All right, let's take a look here. Christina, this is for you. I can't find your question, so. It's okay. I see a lot of energy around change and work, and also a career change or move that's actually going to bring you a lot of joy and happiness. And at first, it's going to feel really hard. The thing that I'm saying mainly is, one, you are in manifestation mode as well. I did pull the magician in your position. When I say within you, and I'm when I say magician in your position, I do mean within inside of yourself. You have the ability to manifest right now for wishes to come true. It may not happen as fast as you want it to happen. I see a change. If you're afraid of the change, just make the change. Take the leap of faith, the full energy. You are on the right path. It is a divine path for you. You have a ton of major whatever is not fair in your life is going to be blown out to sea. Like, it has to stop now. It's black and white. You can no longer stay in the momentum. If you're in a dishonest situation or if you're in an unfair situation, anything that isn't working for you as well because of what you give, as long as you feel like you're giving a 9 out of 10, you know, if somebody's not giving it back, then you have to, it's time to make the change. So I do feel like it's going to be difficult, but I also feel like it's going to happen. And I do hope that helps. I'm seeing September, October, November. They're giving me a big time frame, but definitely those 3 months. Okay. And I'll say the Nine of Cups, like if at first, you know, with the Nine of Cups too, guys, that's a little tricky because what's the difference between the 9 and the 10? Believe it or not, the 10 pulls in everything else in your life to bring you happiness, not just specific what you're asking for. The 9 is more personal, but there's a delay that's attached to it because even if you don't at first think your wish is coming true, it's going to come in when you don't expect it. That's a delayed timing, the Nine of Cups, believe it or not. Even though we say it's a traditional wish, yes, your wish will be fulfilled, not immediately, so hang on to your hat, and then it'll come through. The 10 pulls in other things in your life that's in addition to make your life feel more complete, okay? And I like that. And I believe it was John Joseph back in the day that showed me, told me about the 10 initially, and how if somebody's asking about romance, this is more like friendship, more like bigger energy in your life. You could be happy with your space. You could be happy with your family. You could be happy with your friends. You could be just happy in general. You know, it's nice. Just much more than a romantic energy. But when you have the 9, it is a personal desire come true. Of course, having faith, 9 is a spiritual number, really, really helps. And so I like that a lot, and I hope that helps, okay? All right. Christina, I see a lot of satisfaction coming your way. But I also feel like you were taken advantage of prior to now, and those days are going to end this coming autumn for you. Mm-hmm. Anything that it's almost like they're showing me a slammed door. There may be a door closed with a crack in it right now, but it's going to be slammed shut. And I hope that helps. Okay. All right. Let's see. Kelly, hello to you. Tara, you're hilarious. Somebody else asked me a question. Maya, where are you? think she asked it. Let me just take a look at your job, sweetie, and see where we go from there, okay? Here we go. You could tell as the weather changes here, it's getting a little darker outside. I started out sunny. It's calming down. So when we look at the energy and we take all of these things into consideration, we could tell sun, the way the sun is in the morning, or the way it's, you could just tell you're, when you are an empath, you align and absorb every single thing that goes on in a day without even thinking twice about it. And so I'm just thinking to myself, I could calm down, but really it's the clouds are coming out. It's kind of subdued. It's a little bit more of a very intuitive energy, but it's very silent. All right, before I move on to Maya, Christina, I just found your question. Would love a card about work, whether or not to change jobs. I definitely feel this season you're going to make a change, okay? Wait until September to start looking, though, okay? I really feel that. I hope that helps, honey. I think I answered your question in there. I kind of took a wild spin at what you needed, and I think it answered it, okay? All right, let's take a look. Now, Maya. Lots of magician energy today, lots of manifesting. You are definitely, this is kind of a, now we ask a question. Here's another thing that's a little tricky, because it's really what God wants you to know, what the universe wants you to know, right? So we ask a question. Well, why sometimes do you call for a question with a specific question and they answer something totally different? How does this happen? Because there's something else you need to know. I see a fire sign coming into your world. I'm very, very strong about this. I also see a relationship coming into your life. I feel like you're going in that direction. I also see where you can increase, or there is a leadership role ahead for you somehow, and you're passing the test with flying colors. I don't remember your question, but if you have any interviews coming up, you're going to nail it. I could tell you that. So they're showing me a lot of different things today that look magical for you, and I hope that helps, okay? And I wish I could find your question. But I feel real. I know it was about work, knowing you, but I also feel they're showing me a relationship. Nowhere. And I see a lot of fire, Aries, Leo, Sag, in that order. I feel like it's Aries, but I'm not ruling the others out, okay? And I do love that. All right. I'm being a little short and sweet about my answer because I feel short and sweet about it. Like I'm kind of point blank, black and white. That's the end of the story. And I hope you're hearing, okay? I hope you're listening because I'm like saying to myself, okay, wait, where did this come from? This man, this emperor energy out of nowhere has something to do with perhaps a move or a change in the position or something like this. And please come back and let us know. All right, now I had another idea here. Erica, where did you go? I wanted to read what you said and I can't find you. You know, Michelle, good morning to you also. Suzanne, you as well. Lynn, have a nice day at work, or your meetings, your day. Nadine, I'm so excited that you're here. All right, guys. All right, Erica, I cannot. I'm so crazy with this. I'm having a retrograde moment, and that's okay because last night the power kept going out and my internet was going off and I was freaking out. And I said, no matter what, we're going to have a backup. And we did pretty damn good the whole hour. So I'm so excited about that. Okay, Erica, she says, hello, 1-2 family. Hope everyone is enjoying this mid-August weather. Been waking up in the middle of the night between 5 and 6 for the past 5 to 6 days, feeling anxious about going back to my main job. Teaching in a couple of weeks, have thought long and hard about potentially, I know you are, and I am just gonna squash this plan. No, I'm teasing you. Erica, you can't leave yet. You're supposed to be there for a reason. I know you wanna leave. I think the lateral move would be the choice, but it's very secure. You know, I feel very maternal right now. I'm very protective. Getting up at 5 or 6 in the morning, you have ants, like it's antsy energy. You know what I mean? I feel that you're anxious a little bit, but you have a lot of changes coming up. And I feel more, I don't feel like you should go beyond, the system, maybe administration at the main office, like superintendent's office, something like this. Okay, I could see that happening, but even in like the principal, that kind of thing, I don't feel like you should leave. And I do see another year of teaching, so don't get mad at me. At least could be 3, but I'm gonna say 1 for now. I'll be, you know, considerate, but I'm teasing you. I know you're meant to be there for a little bit longer. Erica, I feel good about that. I think a lateral move could happen in 25, actually. I think if you really get motivated by it, but I do also see like you may have to take a part-time certification for something else to add on to that, to what you're already holding. I don't know why I think that, but maybe a weekend, several weekends or nighttime online, this kind of thing. I do see another certification by next year, and it's not major. It's just something you need to do, and I hope that helps, okay? All right, let me go ahead and take a peek here quickly. Yeah, you have new beginnings coming. I think anytime, I mean, really good new beginnings, things are going to start changing quickly, and that's okay. I feel like like the retrograde's a little challenging for you, but any disappointment is going to lead to something or someone that is meant to be, that is a gain and a beneficial person in your life. So if you have any disappointments through now and up through now, know after I say 5 weeks from now, we're going to have some good news around your romantic life, and I feel like things are really going to get better. I also do believe that you have to trust, and I also believe sitting still until the next calendar year, midway. Maybe one more year of teaching, but I'm not ruling it out for a little bit longer. However, if you want to make a lateral move, 25 is your time. And that makes a lot of sense astrologically as well, because Jupiter is going into Cancer next year, late spring. Okay. So I think that would be perfect timing for a change. In the meantime, keep it lateral so you stay in the system, because I think it's secure and it's a safe bet. Okay. All right, sweetie. All right, everybody. Thank you so much. I can't believe this hour just flew. I appreciate you all being here. Please don't forget that it is 1-2-day over at 1-2-listen.com. I can't wait to see you there. I am excited to be with all of you for another dozen hours or so, as long as my spirit can last and outlast all of you. So I'm teasing Jay Barbell. Thanks for being my producer today. And everyone, Lori the Love Sherpa is coming up next. Please stay tuned. You'll love her. And I will see you guys soon, okay? Have a wonderful week. Happy 1-2-day. Bye-bye now.